So verse chapter 4, Mishnah 3. Now the background to this Mishnah is that in a normal case, if a woman commits adultery, then she's put to death, right? She's put to death, and there's obviously got to be witnesses, and there's a whole process that's got to happen, but she's put to death. If it happens between the two stages of marriage, between the Erusin and the Nisuin, so then the Pasuk says, and it's quoted here in the introduction to the Karti, that they put her to death with a different method, with stoning, and they do it at the door of her father's house. So it's like a different case, okay? So that's one part that this Mishnah is going to discuss, one aspect. And another aspect that this Mishnah is going to discuss is the case of a man who gets married, and then on the wedding night, after the wedding night, he claims that he hasn't found the signs of virginity in his wife. But afterwards, we catch him out. We found out that he's like lying, right? So then he has to pay 100 sellers he has to pay because he moitzi shemra, right? He brought out a bad name about her, and there's a punishment that he has to pay 100 sellers. So this Mishnah, with that background in mind, says this Mishnah, Gyores shniskara bita imaf. A woman converts and a daughter converted with her. So you've got and we're going to be discussing the daughter over here. So you've got a daughter who converted, and then Vizinta, later on, she commits adultery. She commits adultery in this case between the Erusin and the Nisuin. Harezu Bechenek. Because she's a convert, we don't go through the procedure of stoning her at her father's household. We go with the normal punishment for adultery, which is Chenek, which is death by strangulation. Again, witnesses, etc., the whole thing. But it's because she's a convert, it's a different death penalty. It's not the other death penalty. Ein la lo, and this is all learnt out from verses, which the Karti brings, okay? But Ein la lo Pesach Beis Av, we don't do it at the father's household. The lo mayasela. And also, there's no 100 seller penalty for the husband if he incorrectly claims that she wasn't a virgin, and we found out he's lying, so that 100 seller payment also doesn't apply to this convert. Haisa harasa, next case, shelo b'kedusha v'ledasa b'kedusha. What happens if this child was conceived not in sanctity, meaning that the mother hadn't yet converted when the child was conceived, but while the mother was pregnant, she converts, and the child is born Jewish? So conceived, not in sanctity, but born Jewish. Harezu beskila. So in this case over here, she'll be liable for stoning now, not strangulation. But ein la lo pesach beisa av lo measela. But we won't do it at the father's household, right? And we won't. There's no 100 seller payment because she wasn't conceived in sanctity, meaning that at the time of her conception, it was a non-Jewish mother. And then the last case, the obvious case, is if she was conceived and born in sanctity, then in a way, obviously, she's considered Jewish for all matters, and all of the things would apply. Okay, next case. If she's got a father, but he doesn't have a house, or there is like the father's house, but he's passed away, you know, I mean, it was his house. Right, so there is a house, but he's passed away. Then this scenario happens where they should take and stone her at the father's house. It says the Mishnah, Harezu Beskila. We still do the stoning, but we don't do it at the father's house. Why? Lo Nemra Pesach Beis Avir, because the concept of at the father's household, Ela Le Mitzvah, is only like it's an extra mitzvah, but it doesn't make the whole thing invalid. So if there's no father, no household, we still stone it, we just don't do it at the father's house.